live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Man, we got a lot to get into here today. It's crazy. Very, very busy weekend going on. The CMLL Anniversary Show is coming up tonight. You can check it out on the Ring of Honor Honor Club service. It's going to be streaming live on Honor Club. And also, it'll be up via On Demand later on. So if you're an Honor Club member, make sure you check out the CMLL Anniversary Show tonight. Main event of the show, Matt Taven Volador Jr. versus Rush and Barbaro Cavernario, the Caveman. 2 out of 3 fall match, hair versus hair. Both members of the team are putting their hair on the line. So either Rush or Volador losing their hair tonight. No LA Park match. Well, he's on the show, just not versus Rush. So that's coming up here tonight. We've also got the Hell in a Cell show coming up on Sunday. And 8 matches announced for the show. And only 8, which is very interesting. We'll talk more about that here today. Lots to get into there. I watched the Mae Young Classic as well as NXT. I enjoyed both shows. I know some people didn't like the Mae Young Classic. There was no great wrestling on the show. In fact, there was one really bad match. But there was also a lot of really fun stuff on the show, and I really liked it. So I'm looking forward to next week's edition of the show. If you have thoughts on NXT or the Mae Young Classic, you can call in here today. Presumably, we will be joined by Mike Sempervivi after the break. He missed Wednesday. I believe he was scheduled to miss Wednesday. Thursday, he was asleep during the show. And so we will hopefully get him on here in the next segment. And I have issued an open challenge to Marco Stunt to call into the show. He was supposed to call in yesterday, but of course he no-showed. So I have left the phone lines open here today. He knows the number, as do all of you. Unscreened open lines. I hit that button. I don't know who's on the line. So we'll see if Marco has the guts to call in today. 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. Text messages 425-780-7566. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
And here's today's BRP safety tips. Riding outdoor recreational vehicles can be fun. These safety tips can help make your outdoor experience safe and enjoyable. Enroll in a motorcycle, ATV, snowmobile, or water safety course. Depending on the vehicle, always wear protective gear. Helmets, life jackets, goggles, long sleeve shirts and pants, and gloves will help keep you incident free. Always stick to the correct and legal number of people on your outdoor machine. And now a word from BRP.
It's time for the Yellow Tag sales event at your local BRP dealer, where you can save big on new Can-Am off-road vehicles. Can-Am vehicles were made to perform and make the most out of any challenge. And right now, quality costs less, because you can save up to $2,000 on select Can-Am vehicles. Just stop by your local BRP dealer right now before the Yellow Tag sales event is gone. Offer ends September 30th, 2018. Certain conditions may apply. See dealer for details.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. I think Mike Sempervivi is actually here today. Hello? Mike? What is going on here? Got his channel on and everything like that. Looks like he's connected, but I can't hear anything. You know what I bet happened? He did the big audio nightmare and didn't set everything up right. So I'm going to mute his channel, and when he figures out how to connect, we'll get him back on here. So let me send him a message here. It's 3 days in a row here. Maybe time to dock this guy's pay. I'm sure we'll get it working. In the meantime, let's not waste any time. Phone lines are open. Let's go to the phones and see what's going on. You're on the air. What's happening?
What's up, Alvarez? Kenneth from New Jersey.
What's happening?
So, a couple of things. One, I thought that the granny segment last night was amazingly terrible.
Oh, get out of here. It was great.
It was like, so good. It was so good. I like the train wreck. Also, have you seen like the random video of a young you basically going around social media of Daniel Bryan putting you in an Indian knee bar or an Indian death lock or whatever you call it?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, that's from 2007.
Yeah, I've been seeing that going around everywhere.
Man, why is it going around today?
Like, I don't know. It's just people say, it's just the caption just says how legit Alvarez is. And I'm like, okay.
I'm legit because I got put in an Indian death lock by Daniel Bryan 10 years ago?
Yeah, I guess to show your credibility.
I see.
But also, have you seen the that leaked match card for Evolution?
No, somebody...
How legit that is?
Yeah, somebody... I want to thank you very much for the call. Somebody had sent that to me. They basically asked the question, how legit is it? And I hadn't even seen the card. So if you've got the card, text it to me. 425-780-7566. I'll look it over. I've heard a couple of potential matches, so if I see the card, I don't know. Maybe I can... Maybe I can see what I know about it, but send it to me. Text it to me. Mike, are you there now? What's going on?
This thing on?
Oh, my God.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air, for crying out loud. So, where have you been for 2 days? You got everyone worried that you're dead.
Was anyone really that worried?
No. I was kind of concerned when you didn't show up at all yesterday. But
hey, you know what? There's a lot of things I could say about you, Alvarez, but one thing I can say is you always pay on time when it's not Tom Lawler, in that you did PayPal me the $10 that you owed me for losing the bet, although I did hear that on that show, on the day that I was actually supposed to be off, I believe, you called me out or tried to change your mind, or how did you spin this story
what happened
where you
was,
lost but you didn't
listen,
really lose?
Listen,
in typical Brian
I'll
steps.
Explain this to you, okay? And then I got something I got to talk about, so let me make this quick.
All right.
The bet was there would be 5 minutes before there was any Gaga, okay? So I didn't actually time it, but Miz yanking her out of the ring may or may not have happened after the five-minute mark. Now, the reason I paid up anyway is because your overall point that it would be a smoke and mirrors match involving everybody else was, in fact, accurate. So, like a good man, I paid up because you were right, even though technically The Gaga may have happened after the 5-minute mark. But the point was, they didn't really wrestle for 5 minutes before the Gaga. There was Gaga from the opening bell.
The point of it on your side was just that you actually figured they're going to go out there and do what, you know, again, Maryse, for whatever reason, does not get treated like the rest of the women. And we've seen them shove other women out there and have matches that go on for way, way too long when they really shouldn't. And I know that's what you thought was going to happen. But for whatever reason, like, Maryse doesn't get that. And I'm completely fine with that.
All right. Now, listen, I got to get another important point here because I went to the phones and it was just some random caller. So now I need to address the elephant in the room. The most talented, yet smallest performer in professional wrestling, just made a name for themselves, came from out of nowhere. Now everybody's talking about him. Casey Catanzaro.
Yes.
Unbelievably awesome.
Yes, she is.
She was on the Mae Young Classic last night. We'd heard about her ever since the Mae Young Classic began. Everybody's talking about how awesome she is. She's the former American Ninja Warrior. They claim she's 5 feet tall. There's no way. She's probably 4'10". She looks smaller than Zelina Vega. Cutest thing you've ever seen.
Damn.
Amazing gymnast. The biggest smile. The best baby face you've ever seen.
The new CrossFit Jesus.
She's been... Doesn't do CrossFit. She was a gymnast. Big difference. Been in this business...
She was on American Ninja Warriors, was she not?
For like a year.
Isn't that like the CrossFit Olympics?
No,
like,
it's not CrossFit. It's
like
American Ninja Warrior. It's totally
different.
Yeah,
but it's like, don't like people like in CrossFit, like they really get off on that show?
I'm sure they do, but it's more gymnastics than it is CrossFit. Anyway, she's been training for a year. She went out there and just blew the roof off the place. I thought they had the best match on the show. It was a simple story. A giant versus a little person. Inexplicably, the little person won, but it's Casey Catanzaro, so... I'm totally fine with that.
Yeah,
I was having
Hamish
flashbacks when I watched that match.
Some smaller wrestlers actually have the talent to go out there and win matches on their merits and not just be simple gimmicks like, you know, some others that, you know.
No,
may,
some
may
smaller
or may
wrestlers have
in.
A lot of talent, but let's not get crazy here, okay?
Okay.
But anyway, I thought she was great. I like I said on the Brian and Vinny show last night, she should be a millionaire in a few years. What? The company should make millions of dollars with her in a couple of years. And if neither of those things happen, then I don't know what to tell you about WWE. This is
wait a second.
A cannot miss. It just is.
She's great in the little bit I've seen of her, which is a very
can't
tiny
miss.
Little bit here. I mean, it's a nice start.
Can't miss.
Really attaching the whole wagon to her.
Yes.
And
there's nobody like her. She is a can't miss. Now,
nobody?
They could miss because they've missed on all sorts of things. I've seen so much whiffing in the last few years by WWE. But, I mean, anybody with a clue, she's an absolute can't miss. Just is. Hey, someone's on the line. Let's see who this is. You're on the air. What's going on?
Yes, this is Mike from Atlanta.
Typical. What's going on, Mike?
And yeah, I just want to say that the main reason I'm looking forward to your match with Mr. Marco Stunt is because I want to see the Brian Alvarez big man power offense. Like, I want to see Dr. Bombs, a running power slam. I want to see the now named Chico choke slam that you've never done.
Oh,
I want to see all of that because you playing the big man.
It's
just
like ridiculous. One
with the information.
A guy like me shouldn't be doing one-arm press slams. It's preposterous.
That would be awesome, though. Just to see it, because it would be just great. Just you tossing that little dude around.
Well, you know,
just be.
Wait a second.
It would be great, but I don't know where this kid is. I mean, I've offered him an open line here, and he's not calling in.
Have you seen the Coliseum videotapes from back in the days from the WWF? Remember in the opening when Ken Patera's got somebody up in like the full Nelson and they're just swinging them around and swinging them
around?
Yeah,
I saw all that
motion.
Stuff last night in that Casey Catanzaro match. It was awesome.
Man, imagine you doing that to Marco Stunt.
I don't think Marco Stunt can climb the ring post like she did, though. She's much stronger than he is.
That would be great. Like I said, just a doctor bomb. Just hell, even a bear hug. Just, you know, the old school just bear hug. And you lift him up and just...
Man.
Bob overhead chop.
Oh, listen, I want to thank you very much for the call. Yeah. I just don't think the match is going to happen. It'd be a crime. Second off, like yesterday, he claimed he was on the airplane when he was supposed to call in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I had his flight info. He was going to land in time to do the show. And then, of course, like literally the moment the show was over, he was like, can I still call in?
Don't
like,
planes have phones?
You'd think. But anyway, we got a lot of other news to talk about here today. Phone lines remain open. We'll continue taking calls throughout the show. This person says, as you said, Casey Catanzaro is absolute money. Underdog babyface who's loved by everybody. She could easily be the next Bayley-like character in NXT, but I can already imagine what will happen when Vince gets his hands on her. I don't want, even want to think about it. She's so great. All right, back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Tons to get into here today. Text messages, calls. We got all sorts of things. 844-411-5411 is the phone number. If you'd like to send us text messages, we got a ton of them already. 425-780-7566. All sorts of things to talk about. This person here says, do you know why Daniel Bryan stopped using the heel hook? And also, how funny was it that Miz's dad also says The Miz is not a great promo? I love The Miz's dad.
Yes.
And his mom. You watch really? Miz and Mrs., and it's so well written. Like, Miz comes off. I've watched Miz since his very first days in wrestling. The worst baby face you've ever seen. But, like, in three or four episodes of Miz and Mrs., he's, like, the biggest babyface on the planet. All the things they do, like, he asks his mom, what did you think of the show? And she goes, your match was great. And he goes, I didn't wrestle. His dad, who's your favorite wrestler? My favorite wrestler is The Rock. I love him because he's such a great talker. Miz is so appalled. His dad won't put over what a talker he is. It's just, it's the best show.
Well, Maurice has got the evil stepmom on him as well, too. Didn't she call him out for the cake? Didn't that happen?
Yep.
So it's like, it's a perfect setup for, yes, Miz, the great baby face in the alternate universe.
And I don't know why Brian's not using the heel hook. I have absolutely no idea. It was, he's a big fan of Zack Sabre Jr. He's trying to create a style built around submissions. I mean, his original finish was a submission anyway. So maybe they just figured that it's not going to get over like the other one. So keep doing the crossface. But I don't know. It's weird. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, this is Marco Stunt.
You've got to be kidding me. You made it on today.
Oh, man. Ooh. Dude, I told you I was going to call you.
Yeah, I thought you were going to call yesterday, but you claimed you were on an airplane.
I was on an airplane. I have my ticket with me to prove it, actually. Hmm. But, I mean, I guess if you want to make more excuses, we can keep talking about that.
Hey, listen. It's the first time you've been on the show, so let's be civil here, okay?
So I can do that.
Okay. So you've got like a big show coming up this weekend. You're part of the Battle of Los Angeles. How in the world?
I'm sorry.
I won't say how in the world. How did this come about?
Okay.
I'm being friendly.
Well, it just kind of happened. I got the call on Wednesday, right before I left for right before I flew out to come here, and because I was supposed to do bar wrestling, which I did last night.
Sure did, yeah.
Joey was like, hey, if I can switch your flights around, would you be able to stay for the rest of the weekend? And I was like, wait, why? And so he told me, and I was like, oh, wow. And it still doesn't seem real that I'm about to be on Bola. So
this is literally like you did the Lost in New York, and what was this, like 6 weeks ago? It's like in six weeks you have gone from like a name that really nobody talked about to now you're doing Bola in a six-week period. How did this happen?
If I knew how to answer that question, I would answer it. I don't know how it happened. It's, I guess, lots of luck, I guess, being in the right place at the right time.
Taking who made the connection?
Out of every opportunity. Do what?
Who made the connection and with Game Changer, or how did that actually, you know, come about to get you to on there? Because that iPay-per-view obviously has opened up everyone's eyes, but like what was the connection to get you there? What were you doing right before that?
I was really just wrestling around Tennessee, Illinois. I wrestled in Missouri some, Indiana. And Brett from GCW had hit me up about doing the show that's coming up this month. But we'd not originally talked about Lost in New York. And then 3 days after that, he hit me up and was like, hey, would you be able to make it up to New York for this date? And that's really how that happened. That actually happened before anything. So he said he had known about me for a few months now.
Well, let's go back a little bit here. I mean, you're very young. What are you, 22 years old?
I am.
22 years old. How long have you been wrestling? Like, when did you first have your first match, I guess?
I had my first match. It'll be 4 years in January.
Four years. So you started at 18, like right out of high school, you just decided I'm going into wrestling?
Yeah, I started actually when I was in high school. So, like, I started in the first semester of my senior year, like I guess right off the bat my senior year, and I did training all throughout high school and stuff.
Now, and then, I mean this in the nicest way possible, but what were you thinking?
Well,
I mean,
thinking I had a dream and I wanted to live it, to be honest.
Well, I understand that, but like you're very small. I mean, how like I don't know.
Yeah.
I saw
well,
Rey Mysterio
become a lawn jockey. I mean, what would you have him do?
Hold on. I saw Rey Mysterio.
Are we being civil?
We are being civil, but I mean, this is like a serious question. Like, I saw Rey Mysterio over All In Weekend, and you're significantly smaller than he is. Like, I understand him being like a role model and everything like that, but I mean, I don't even know what my question is. It's like it's inconceivable to me.
Well, why didn't he go to the same size as I am?
Oh, get out of here! Get out of here! Are you kidding me?
Seriously here? How big are you? Because there was all of this, you know.
The question, Mike, is how small is he? But we're being civil here.
We're being civil here. Yes. So, what are you? What are the stats here?
I'm actually around 5'2".
Oh no, you're not. This ain't PWI.
Around 5'.
Come on. 5'2"?
And you're pushing it, man.
I'm sorry.
Pushing it, buddy.
Okay, well, seriously, though. Okay, so
really quit hitting them buttons.
Okay, serious question, though.
You've already, yeah.
Did you face any blowback, like, when you first went to the school? I mean, did they just look at you and, I mean, there's all sorts of sizes of people that are in wrestling. There are many more small people in wrestling today. But, I mean, with that said, I mean, when you first went to the school, were they like, dude, you're really small?
Yeah, like jacked up football players can still, I mean, in their mind, you know, the bigger the better. So, yeah, I mean, what was the, you know, response to you?
When I went, I actually didn't go to a school. I went to this company that really didn't do training. I was actually one of the first ones to do training with them. And they all told me that I wasn't going to make it anywhere. They said I was way too small. That I wouldn't be able to amount to everything that everybody else had. But it's cool to prove people wrong, man. Just like Brian over here.
Hey, listen, all joking aside, two things. Number one, despite your size, I mean, the idea that anybody in wrestling today would look at anybody and say, like, there's no way that you can make it. I mean, that is ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's preposterous. Yeah. And listen, I said this before. I mean, the very first time that I saw you in the ring, it was over All-In Weekend for the AEW show. And, like, my very first thought was, this kid is super talented, and I would love to have a match with him. And then later I saw you, and I just realized that it's actually ridiculous. But I was very, very impressed. And my first thought upon seeing you work was, were you a gymnast when you were a kid?
I actually taught gymnastics, I taught tumbling, the tumbling portion of it.
Really?
3 years, or two and a half years.
So, so I presume you had to have been a gymnast in order to then teach it.
I started years ago. I did a little, I've always done, like, flippy stuff. And then I got trained by the guy that ended up being my boss trained me. And I started going to classes to see how everything worked and learn how the teaching routines went and stuff. And, like, I ended up starting to teach classes and stuff.
I feel like I was a gymnast for a long time, and I taught gymnastics literally for like 20 years. And I feel like I can watch high flyers and kind of see the ones who have actually done actual gymnastics and tumbling, and the ones who sort of just learned in wrestling how to do a flip off the top rope onto a crash pad. And I was very impressed with your flying. I will say that. It was very good.
Thank you.
So,
I appreciate that.
What was it, I mean, when they first told you, like, you'll never make it, you feel like it was sort of, well, we'll take this kid's money. And then
it definitely was.
Yeah.
It definitely was, because they basically told me that to an extent. They were like, yeah, well, okay, so me and two of my other best friends joined at the same time. We started at the same time. Only I am doing, and one of my other buddies is doing a little stuff around the same area, but I'm the one that got out and did stuff with it. And I was the only one that went to training most of the time. And so the guy that was training me ended up telling me, he's like, look, I'm not going to lie, I thought you'd be the one to quit. And again, I was just proving him wrong. I don't like to be told I can't do something.
Was it just doing? So, was it just continually going to class that convinced him that you could do it, or was it that you picked it up quickly, or what happened where he suddenly respected what you were doing and realized that in fact you could do something?
Honestly, that never actually happened with the guy that
really
started training me. Yeah.
Well, what's he thinking today? Is you're about to do Bola?
Yeah. He'll let you up.
I don't know. I haven't talked to him. I haven't talked to him in close to three and a half years now, maybe.
Man,
like,
oh,
Brian
man.
Brian is dead.
Oh, get out of here, Mike.
There's a there's another guy that actually I give credit for training me, because he showed me the ropes. He showed me the basics, ins and outs, and he got me some of my first bookings.
So. Well, let's put that guy over. We won't put the other guy over, but who's
this
guy?
His name is Motley Cruz, or he went by David Price years ago.
Oh, yeah, David Price. I know that name.
Wait, Motley Cruz?
Yeah, Motley Cruz.
Yep.
Hey, Marco, listen, stand by. We'll do a little more when we come back from the break. Back in a moment, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.
I dripped in this town a few days ago. The girl I come to see, you know I love her so. We live in a shack up on the hill, and I'm behind the range with Bethel and Deep. They call me Big Bear John.
I weighed 329 pounds. I was a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Enzo 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Enzo 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials, what, for a decade? I was like, yeah, I'm just going to try it. My pants are, like, falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Marco Stunt is here on the show. We're being very civil here today. Talking about his career, got some questions about the early days. Marco, as you noted, you've been in the business for, I guess, 3 or 4 years before the loss to New York. So let's talk a little bit about how you went from training to having your first match, and I guess a little bit about what went on in those 4 years.
You know what? Actually, Brian, I'd rather not talk about that. I'd rather just cut to the chase on why I called you in the first place.
Oh, yeah?
You got to quit ducking me, man. You got to quit ducking me, man.
Dude, I'm not ducking
Let's
anybody.
Set up this match. Let's have this match. No, you said you wanted a match. Let's have a match, and let's get it going.
Dude, I said I wanted a match, and then I saw you, and I realized this is a bad idea. For you, not for me.
For me? Oh, that's great, man. Wouldn't it be just horrible if you accepted this match and, I don't know, disappointed Granny again?
Oh, get out of here. Get out of here.
I mean, come on, man.
You kidding me?
And I mean, it's put up or shut up right now. You either be a man, which I know you either are or aren't by the way you answer this, and I will post it on Twitter as soon as this is over.
Dude, who's gonna book this match? The McDonald's play place?
Actually, you know what? I've been talking to Mikey from Black Label, and I've already got the date set up, November 3rd, at Black Label Pro, Crown Point, Indiana. Me and you, one-on-one, Brian. I've got it set up.
You got it set up, huh? November 3rd, Black Label Pro. You know what? Text him right now.
Oh, you're going to text him? Good,
yeah.
Good.
You'll believe it?
Making moves, correct moves.
Listen, I got a lot of respect. I got a lot of respect for Mikey, okay? Mikey was the guy that put together the Larry Sweeney feud. Mikey's the guy that got me out of retirement for the Rock and Roll Express. Okay?
Lost both of those,
so because of Mikey... Oh, because of Mikey, Marco, I do this match.
Yeah.
Okay, November 3rd.
Really?
I'll do it.
Oh, because of Mikey.
Yeah, because
okay,
of Mikey.
Good. Okay, good. And, you know, I'm glad he pulled you out of retirement so you could lose a match and then go on. Now you get to lose another.
Oh, hey, let me tell you something. Hey, Marco, hold on a second. Marco, let me tell you something. I'm glad that you've got Bola this weekend so that you can do something like that before you retire.
Right, retired.
Because you can cancel all your bookings after November 3rd.
Oh, great. Man, you know what? I just hope you don't no-show like you no-showed the Eric Bischoff. Okay?
I just hung up on him.
Damn.
Dude, are you...
What's up, man?
You absolute little geek. Dude, hold on a second.
You all right? Not deep in your emotional bag right now.
Hold on a second.
All right.
All right. It's on. November 3rd. I am just like, I can't even. Hey, let me tell you something. For those of you that don't know, okay? I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu. Mm-hmm. Do you understand what I'm saying, Mike?
Yeah.
I'm a black belt in jiu-jitsu. First degree, by the way, from Pedro Sauer, who got his belt from Hickson and from Elio Gracie. Yeah. Okay? I'm twice Marco Stunt's age.
I
swear to God, I don't care what that kid says, I'm twice his size. Easily twice his size. I've been doing this, I've been wrestling practically longer than that kid's been alive.
Darn close.
Yeah. I teach kids class. I teach kids class 3 days a week. I teach little kids how to do jiu-jitsu, okay? I got kids twice his size in class. You think I'm afraid to choke those kids out?
Not at all. Are you?
Anyway, let's go back to doing the show here. And I'll see what I can update everybody on before this show is over. I'm like hot right now.
Damn.
Dude.
Well.
All right.
I haven't heard you flustered in a while.
Yeah.
Hit with the Bischoff. You know, this has been a lot with you and Bischoff over the last couple of
weeks. I don't even want to talk about it. Get out of here, Mike. I'll hang up on you next if I have to hear that name.
RD was going to, like, eat all of this, and you've just been getting all the residual effects, haven't you? And on top of it, a double dose of granny guilt with her in the same sentence from a kid who you would teach otherwise, given you guilt. You know what? You better be careful, because he might throw you around like Ronda Rousey and Alicia Fox.
Okay. Yeah, I got all my things messed up here. All right, let's do a text message, and I'm going to go back to the phones. I got some news, too. First says, man, you were right. Ariel Monroe versus Zeuxis was the single worst wrestling match of this year. Yeah, it was. It was horrible. It was atrocious. I have no... I'll give him this. It got better as the match went on. But that one was like, that was a bad match. Not the worst match I've ever seen. I've seen so many horrendous matches in my lifetime. And I did get a message yesterday that says there is a match on this coming week's Mae Young Classic that is even worse than that one, which I find literally impossible to believe. All right, let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
A little bit confused why you say that this Ninja Warrior can make a few million dollars when you don't think much of this market is stunt because he's considerably larger than this Ninja Warrior. So
it doesn't have to do with anything. He's a small male. She's a small female. It's a totally different business. What are you talking about?
Didn't she say she was 5'2"? How tall is she? Because he said he's 5'2".
No. He claims he's 5'2". They claim she's 5 feet. Okay? I don't believe he's 5'2". I don't believe she's 5 feet. I think he's 5 feet and she's about 4'10", maybe. She's tiny.
Maybe he can go into business as the next Harvey Whippleman and be the female champion like he did back in the 90s.
Okay, Ryan, I don't even know what he's talking about. I didn't even hear a word he said. I'm still... David here says, isn't he usually in school this early on a weekday? That's a good question. It's probably probably lunch break.
He's 22.
Oh, he ain't 22 years old. I saw him. Hopefully Mikey's like done his due diligence here.
Like this is the reversal of like the Dominican Little Leaguer, where it's like, you know, well, he's 16 and the kid's actually like 22 with a full mustache, like playing against little kids. Like this is the reverse of that. What was that movie with Brad Pitt? He's actually going backwards in age. Like
Benjamin Button.
22. He's actually 14.
Yeah, Benjamin Button.
So if like that's the case, is there like some like weird like wrestling Tracy Lords thing? Like if you beat this kid up and he says he's overage but he's really underage,
yeah, that's what I'm worried about, Mike. I've been talking about that for weeks now.
Okay,
that's my concern.
To your other shows, dude.
I'm talking about on this show.
I don't listen here either.
Yeah, because you're asleep. All right, let's see what else. Here's the lineup for the Hell in a Cell show. Okay, so they've announced today that the tag team, I just love this. I've mentioned before, SmackDown's like CMLL. It's just one tournament after another. They did a tournament where the winners got the Bludgeon Brothers. Now we've had another tournament for a tag team title shot. They go through all of the weeks of TV doing this tournament, and now the actual match is on the pre-show. It's in the New Day versus Rusev and Aiden English for the tag team titles on the pre-show. Is Aiden going to turn? That's the big question. Guess we'll find out. We got AJ Styles, Samoa Joe for the WWE title. I'm praying that Samoa Joe wins, and I love AJ Styles, but I think it's time for a change. You can go to the Samoa Joe Daniel Bryan match because they're doing the Australian match with Daniel Bryan and The Miz. The winner becomes number one contender. So if Samoa Joe wins this match and Daniel Bryan wins the other match, you've got Joe and Daniel Bryan as a championship match. Anybody not want to see that?
Well, hold on. Time out. It's not a matter of that. It's a matter of seeing it. It would be a matter of when. You could, and I'm not saying that this is the grandest thing to do, because I know AJ Styles, Samoa Joe could take the belt off of him right now. If you take both of those feuds and blow them off at Survivor Series, I mean, can you wait that long? Because then that sets up everything to go into the Royal Rumble, and I'd be fine with those feuds. Like Daniel Bryan and Samoa Joe going into the Royal Rumble and then having WrestleMania loom in the background, I like that idea.
We've also got Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman. And I had a lot of people saying, like, Braun Strowman, like, he can't be the next guy to fail in a cash-in because he's going to be a geek. Well, he's not. I don't consider this a cash-in. To me, you're a geek if you do the out-of-nowhere cash-in and you fail. Because when you do the out-of-nowhere cash-in, the whole idea is the other guy has already had a match and he was unprepared. So you should win. If you don't win at that point, you are a geek. But Braun Strowman, this somehow was part of his heel turn. He challenged Roman Reigns to the match 4 weeks in advance. So technically it's a cash-in, but it's not. They're both going in. They're both fresh. It's a different kind of match. So I think that Braun Strowman can and will lose this match. I don't think it's going to hurt him. Mick Foley's special guest referee. Foley says he wants to do something, but as good as he was moving and as good as he looked on the Raw show, I don't think he's going to be taking any punishment in this match because he's not supposed to be.
You know, Brian Fritz brought up something that was a good idea because I did his show before I fell asleep. Why was he not added to Jeff Hardy and Randy Orton, where that would seem to make more sense in that, like, generationally, they're kind of together. And you could probably have something where Randy Orton could do something to Mick Foley if he did want to take a bump so badly. You know, we've had enough interaction with them in the past where you could do something that doesn't require him falling off anything. It's more of Randy Orton doing something to him. You know what I mean?
Well, I don't think Randy Orton's falling off anything. Jeff Hardy.
I mean, that's exactly the case.
Yes.
That's
Jeff Hardy, exactly, I'm sure, is going to do something nutty. Because he wants to be in a Hell in a Cell match, and it's not just to do a regular match inside the cell. He's going to want to do something wacky. Ronda Rousey, Alexa Bliss. I'm sure Ronda's going to retain, as she should. Otherwise, they've totally lost their minds. Daniel Bryan and Brie Bella versus The Miz and Maryse, mixed tag. If they can do something similar to what they did for the Schmoz at the end of SmackDown, that match is going to be great. Keep the women out of there. Let Daniel Bryan kick Miz as hard as he can. We got something going.
Punch him in the face.
In a safe place, obviously. Charlotte versus Becky, this is the big one. Are they going to do a double turn? Are they doubling down on Becky being a heel? What are they doing in this match? I am, in fact, intrigued. And Ziggler and Drew versus Rollins and Ambrose for the WWE Tag Team titles. A couple of other quick notes. Tonight, CMLL Anniversario is taking place. It's available on Honor Club. Will be available on demand as well. Matt Taven, Volador Jr. facing Rush, and Barbaro Cavernario in a double hairs versus double hairs match. And the semi-main, which should be crazy, King Phoenix and Penta versus Caristico, Hijo de LA Park, and LA Park versus Diamante Azul. It's a six-man. I screwed that up. Caristico, Hijo, and LA Park versus Diamante Azul and King Phoenix and Penta. That is that match. And don't forget, by the way, because somebody texted me this, and I cannot wait for this match. Kenny Omega versus Tomohiro Ishii for the IWGP Heavyweight title this weekend. I don't like throwing out stars right and left, but if this is anything less than a five-star match, I will be flabbergasted. They had a fantastic match in the G1 last year. Unbelievably great. And here they are, about to do it again. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. My ears are hot right now. You ever had one of those days where your ears are hot?
Somebody's talking about you?
So, I already have the link to tickets. Right. Set it up earlier when Marco was on. November 3rd, 7 o'clock p.m., Black Label Pro. Mikey was furiously putting it together over the last 20 minutes, so I have the link, but it looks like the tickets aren't actually available yet, but they will be soon. So I am pinning it to the top of my Twitter at Brian Alvarez.
We actually just got this thing together.
Big Trouble in Little Crown Point. I'll say. I'll say it's myself versus Marco Stunt. Guess who else is going to be at this show?
Filthy?
Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be there.
Yeah, you're going to need security to get somebody to pull Marco off of you, from how it sounds from today.
Show's about 30 minutes outside of Chicago, so if you're there, I expect to see you.
Is he November 3rd. Picking up my trans this time?
So anyway, you can check that out right now on my Twitter at Brian Alvarez, and that's the show for today. We've got a lot of stuff coming up this weekend. I'll be back on Sunday with the Hell in a Cell pre-show. Get out of here.
I'll check up.
And a lot of other stuff as well. It's going to be a fun time. So I want to thank everybody for listening here today. Thanks, Mike, as always. I believe I'll be back later on today with Lance Storm. We'll find out. I'll let everybody know as soon as I know. A lot of stuff going on this afternoon. I don't know if you noticed, but that's the plan. So thanks, everybody, for listening. Check out at Wrestling Observer. I mean, WrestlingObserver.com. Check it out for all the latest news. Lots of shows. Sign up today. It's a cool thing. We're out of here. Thanks, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live.